We're learning Hilchos Kriyas Shema, the laws of the Shema. Specifically, yesterday we were discussing the obligation to have kavana. A person has to have some level of concentration. Exactly what that means, at least for the first couple of sentences. Shema as well as Baruch Hashem Kavod. Continuing the next simon, next chapter, it says that Korah L'mafreya Lo Yotza. Literally, if a person reads the Shema out of order, then you have not fulfilled your obligation. And the Mefarshim discuss whether, if a person, this apparently means completely, not even rabbinically, nothing, you haven't fulfilled it on any level. B'med d'vor mamurim b'seder hapsukim. So the only time this is so is that if you decide to mix around within the paragraph, cutting and pasting the sentences in certain paragraphs, that's when a person will not fulfill the obligation. Avim hikdim parshel chaverta, but if you go out of the order of the way the Shema is instituted, v'yohavta v'hayim Shema and v'yomer, you decide to move the paragraphs in different order. Amal b'she'en or shai yotza, even though you're not supposed to do that, obviously it's there for a reason. Nonetheless, you fulfilled your obligation because at least you read the paragraphs in the proper order. However, once you move them around, that's at least you fulfill your obligation. It says because they're not really next to one another in the Torah. So we look at the words of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us why is it such a big deal. If you said every single word of the Shema, you just decided to move the psukim around, you like this pasuk number 3, you like reading that first, what's the big deal? Because it says in the Shema, B'hayu hadabarim o'ela, that these are the words, implying bavyasin yu, that it must be the exact way that we see it is how it's supposed to be recited. And we don't have the liberty to be able to change the way that it was instituted. It says, V'av parshas v'yomer. Even when it comes to the third paragraph, which the Gemara discusses whether or not you'd have to say the entire paragraph at all, but of course we do have this, the Gemara comes out that we're supposed to. The third paragraph, Kishetiknu Rabbanan Lu'amra, when it was established to say this third paragraph, Mishum Mitzvah Sechiras Yisrael Mitzrayim, because in it, the last sentence, is the important mitzvah of remembering that we left Mitzrayim, Gam Kin K'inze Taknua. Therefore, you have to also say that as well in the proper order. However, this is only with regard to a person not fulfilling their obligations if it's by Psukim. Now, if you move around the psukim themselves. And says the Prima Gadim, certainly if you would decide within the verse itself, you move the sentences around. Right? He says, Kol Shekinim Seres Es Atevos. Certainly that's not allowed. And then the Mishnah Berurah continues and says that in a situation, according to the words of the Machaber, that if you would just, even though you're not supposed to do this, read paragraph 2 first, or paragraph 3 first, then you have fulfilled your obligation, even though you're not supposed to do so. Ratz Lomer is to say, She'enu Ela Tekanis Chachamim. The reason why we read the paragraphs of the Shema in its particular order is because the Chachamim told us to do so. She'enim Sidrum Kach, they put it in this particular order, Kemo She'amru, just like it's actually presented in the beginning of the second parak in the Masechta Brachos, it asks the question, Loma Kadma Shema L'Lohayim Shmoa. Why is Shema before Vayom Shmo? Why is Vayomer before? Why is Vayomer the last paragraph? So the Mishnah only tells us the first question. Answer: Kadesh Yikabel of Ol Malchus Shemaim Tchil Yachrach Yikabel of Ol Mitzvos. The first paragraph of Yohavta is, if you study it and understand the significance of what we're doing, is what we're really doing is we're acknowledging and recognizing the yoke of heaven upon us. And therefore, a person is supposed to do that before the second paragraph, which is the purpose of the second paragraph, is the idea that we're accepting upon ourselves the yoke of doing mitzvos. And why does the first paragraph, what is that, how's that an answer? Because if a person does things or doesn't do things, but they don't have a reason for it, they don't have some connection that's they're channeling their emotions, that they're doing it because they feel it's a mitzvah, but rather than doing it for their own sake, they're not doing it because they're accepting first Malchus Shemayim, that there is a God that reigns over us, then the fact you're doing mitzvahs really has no meaning. You're just doing whatever you think is whatever you're doing. Therefore, It says the Gemara, the first thing you're supposed to do is accept upon yourself that there's a God. Accept upon yourself that you are a servant to Him. And then afterwards, and only afterwards, you can say the second paragraph. However, it's not brought down the significance of why the third paragraph is last. Actually, the Mishnah tells us this, even though the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say this. It says that the significance between the second and third paragraph, why is the second paragraph greater? So he says that V'hayim Shemoa is before the third paragraph of Yomer, because V'hayim Shemoa is noeg bein b'yom bein b'layla. However, Yomer ain't noeg el of the yom b'lad. Now when it comes to the third paragraph, we know is the tzitzis, and it says we sell also when you see it, which means during the day, the mitzvah of tzitzis is specifically during the day. And therefore, when it comes to choosing the two paragraphs, we're going to choose the second paragraph to be the second paragraph, because the mitzvahs which pertain to it is not just something which we do during the day, something we do day and night. But it's actually a very interesting question, because the halacha says you're not allowed to read l'mafreya, out of order. But if you look at these three paragraphs, they are out of order. If you look at the third paragraph, Vayomer, Vayomer, if you would look starting from Bereishis, where we're up to, and you decide, where am I going to find one of these three paragraphs in the Shema, the first one you're going to come across is which one? Is Vayomer, right? Because that's, it's in Sefer, it's by Parsha Shlach, right? The very end is the Machter Shlach. It's interesting, the last paragraph is the first paragraph in the Torah. It happens to be Shema is the second one. And then afterwards, the paragraph of Hayim Shema is really the last. It really should be Vayomer, Yahavta, and Bahayim Shemoa. That really should be the order if you want to do it as the Torah says it. So it's kind of ironic, if you will, that the halacha by Shema is you're not allowed to read it with Mafreya, when the truth is that's what everyone does. We're not reading it in a particular order. That's the reason why we have to understand, as the Mishnah gave one reason, why in fact we say it in this particular order. Because the first thing you need to do is accept upon yourself O Malchus Shemayim, that there's a God. You recognize that there's someone above you. And then only afterwards can you accept the mitzvos. And then the second paragraph, which is accepting the mitzvos all day, all night, is greater than the accepting of the mitzvos specifically during the day with the mitzvot tzitzis. In fact, the Gemara brings down a second reason, brought down actually by questions, why do we need a second answer? But he says, the first paragraph is jam-packed. Has three things in it which are significant. And what is that? So the Gemara says that the first paragraph of Shema has in it, Shezeh, Lilmod Ulamed Velasos. It has learning, teaching, and actions, and doing. It has all three, all wrapped up in one. So therefore, since the first paragraph has so much in it, that's why we say it first. The second paragraph only has the idea of teaching Torah, and doing actions, similar to the first paragraph. Put the tefillin on, put a mezuzah by your doorpost. The third paragraph does not have any mention about learning, has no mention about teaching, it only has the idea of doing, of putting on tzitzis. And therefore, that's the second explanation why it's specifically done, even though it's not in the order of the Torah. Nonetheless, we first mention the paragraph of Yahavta, because it has learning, teaching, and doing. I'd like to conclude with one strange idea, if we may, is that Rashi tells us, how do we see, in the first paragraph, how do we see the idea of learning, and where do we find the idea of teaching? So he says, when it comes to learning Torah, in the first paragraph it says the words, v'dibarta bam, you should speak in them. And a nice little side, the Dvar Torah doesn't mean bum, to speak in them. So some explain that it means you're supposed to learn all the Torah. You should start, and if you shouldn't just start in the middle. Start from the very beginning and plow through. And that's the idea of bum, is the first letter in Torah Shebichsav. And the written Torah is the letter, it's a base, right? Precious, right? And the first letter in Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Gemara, Mei Masai, is a mem. But Ibarta Bam, you should begin learning and learning everything from the beginning. Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, written and oral. But it's interesting that if you look as we do, and we'll do in a few seconds, saying the Shema, the Pasuk says, Vishinantam levanecha vidibartabam. Vishinantam levanecha is the source that we're supposed to teach Torah. And then it says, vidibartabam, that we're supposed to learn it. So it's interesting, something to think about. Why would it, which maybe we'll discuss tomorrow, why is it written in that particular order? You would think first, hopefully, you know, if you have a good teacher, hopefully they learned something before they started teaching. But that's not the order of the pasuk. It says first, v'shinantam uvnecha, you have to teach them, and then v'dibartabam, and then you'll learn it. So you think perhaps it should be the opposite order. Maybe we'll think about that ourselves and come up with some answers for tomorrow. B'chanan b'chashu ratzik l'shbarach l'sag shod hizal har b'hem tarmet t'shnemar haranoi kabed z'man t'ko yadil t'ra av yadir.